his support through the whole thing just kept me going. He was what I needed him to be when I needed him to be it. I didn't need somebody telling me, come on, come on, come on. I just needed somebody just to be there and just to help me. And he was praying in tongues. And when the midwife got there, he continued to pray in tongues, and he was praying slightly louder this time. And I started to concentrate on him praying in tongues and started to become embarrassed that he was doing that and what the midwives would think. And I just turned to him, I said, shut up, Luke, shh, not now. And poor guy, he wasn't doing anything wrong. What he was doing was absolutely fine. But for me in the time, I needed to stay focused. So when you're talking with your birthing partner, your husband, your mother, whoever you choose to have in the room with you, communicate to them what works for you. How do you want them to be? What are you expecting them to be like? And just get them on the same page as you so that you can really go in there as a team and just see that baby come together and just have that strong unity together, that whoever's with you will be able to help you the best that you can be helped.